We have to experience an endless cycle of rebirth. Okay, so we're reborn again and again, with suffering produced by waves of unbearable pain. Waves of unbearable pain. So we're in this ocean, and the waves, they're waves of unbearable pain. We know. These bodies of ours, every day, they give us pain. Sometimes the pain is bearable, sometimes it's just discomfort, but we also know from our experience since we were babies that we can experience excruciating pain. These bodies have the potentiality to give us such pain, the waves of pain, unbearable pain. And each time we are born alone. Is that true? Of course. When we were born, we had no idea who our parents were. We had no idea what we were, anything. All of our friends, all of our acquaintances from our previous life, gone completely, disappeared. Everything gone. So we're born alone. And we have to experience suffering once again for our entire life. I'm laughing because generally we don't recognize this, do we? We're always seeking pleasure, always fending off suffering. We never really investigate the true nature of our samsaric situation. We don't want to go there. We want to deny it and just find happiness. But the truth is, the little bits of happiness we get are very rare, fleeting, they don't last long, and the suffering we experience is continuous. It's constant. It's constant suffering, craving, grasping, irritation, discomfort, unbearable pain, every day. This is the truth. We need to think like this if we're going to generate the cause of pure refuge. If we don't think like this, before we go for refuge, if we don't think like this, then we will not go for refuge purely and in a qualified way. And therefore, our practice will have no power. We will receive few blessings, maybe some, but not many blessings. We need powerful blessings. Realizing our actual situation is so, so desperate. So we contemplate like this. I and all my kind mothers in this ocean of suffering. We have to experience unbearable pain, waves of pain again and again. And every time we are reborn alone. And then throughout that life, we have to experience pain again. Then comes death. The end of every life is death. And again, we are born alone. And we have to experience suffering for that entire life. This is samsara. This is the nature of samsara. Buddha's first noble truth, there is suffering. Yeah? Then again, we have to die. Then again, we are born. And this just goes on in an endless repetitive cycle. Sometimes we are born in good conditions, sometimes we are born in terrible conditions, but we're always born in samsaric conditions. We're always born in this contaminated cycle. We have to experience this cycle of unbearable suffering endlessly. And the cause of all this suffering is that we have taken rebirth in samsara, the cycle of impure life. So what does it mean to take rebirth in samsara again and again? What does it mean to take rebirth in samsara? Buddhists use this phrase all the time, oh, I got born in samsara, you know. But we don't really think much about what that means. We've got this sort of imaginary birth, you know, like we emerge from the womb of our mother. That's not birth. According to Buddhism, that isn't birth. But if we're born as a human being, rebirth occurs at the very moment of conception. Yeah. But contaminated samsaric rebirth, it means something quite specific. So let's hear what it is, exactly what is it. In each of our lives, due to the ignorance of self-grasping, we grasp at our body or our mind or both as our self, thinking I, where there is no I. This is what it means to take rebirth.